Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tlele manjka, ker je pač svoj svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
To se to, ko se danes pravi na tem paru, da te korupciji, na vse prevedenje in zavajanju, enkrat se vse ne naredimo konec.
Studenti, tudi mi imamo svojo študentsko vlado, ki ubija projekte, ki so nam ljubi.
Študij je pravica in ne privilegij.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Kaj pa blokada Italije za Gazo? V ponedeljek je na pobudo Združenja baznih sindikatov USB v Italiji potekala splošna stavka v podporo Gazi in globalni flotiliji Sumud, ki je bila v zadnjih dveh dneh večkrat napadena strani izraelske genocidne vojske. Stavke se je po poročanju organizatorjev udeležilo več milijonov stavkajočih iz vseh sektorjev, od šolstva in ostalega javnega sektorja do zasebnega sektorja. Poleg tega so v okoli 80 mestih v času stavke potekali protesti v podporo Palestini, ki naj bi se jih udeležilo več 100 tisoč stavkajočih, od tega samo v Rimu okoli 100 tisoč. Protestnice so zasedle glavne trge italijanskih mest, onemogočale javni promet, v obalnih mestih pa so se osredotočale na blokado pristanišč. V stavki so sodelovale tudi italijanske študentke, ki so v podporo stavkajočim zasedle več italijanskih univerz, s čimer so poskušale onemogočiti pouk v današnji oddaji Kaj pa univerza, se bomo zato posvetile študentskemu delu protesta ter širšim zahtevam propalestinskega gibanja na italijanskih univerzah. Najvidnejša študentska organizacija, ki je z zasedbami organizirano sodelovala tako pred kot med stavko, je Cambiare Rota, v prevodu Sprememba poti. Več o razlogih za stavko pove predsednica bolonske izpostave Cambiare Rota, Salma.
On Monday, the 22nd of September, there was one of the biggest general strikes that Italy has seen in the past decades, probably. And it was an event that was coordinated on a national level. And it had like very clear sort of targets or very clear, at least keyword, that when the flotilla, when it was launched, that there was a boat also joining the flotilla from the port of Genoa. The workers of the Unione Sindacale di Base stated very clearly that if they had lost contact for even like 20 minutes with their comrades on the boats, they would have blocked everything. And that is what the 22nd of September was beginning to actually show, that like we said it, we were actually going to do it. And in so many cities around Italy, cities were actually blocked, roads were blocked, ports were blocked, even earth ports, if we want to call them that, like logistic hubs or main roads were also blocked. And that was the first signal that there is sort of like a consciousness that is now, with the courage of the Global Sumud Flotilla, coming back, and the situation in Palestine is coming back to public attention, and people are much more ready now than they maybe were before to mobilize and to actually take action, because it has also become extremely clear the complicitness of certain governments and of certain institutions inside the country, especially when it comes to the Italian case. Basically, all institutions are intertwined with the genocide and with the Zionist entity. So it was to put a very clear message that a whole population, students, workers, teachers, and every single category of society is ready to organize and to state that we will not be complicit and that we will support the Global Sumud Flotilla in every way possible.
V nadaljevanju predstavi še vlogo študentk pri splošni stavki.
As university students, we obviously, apart from the fact that we've been by the side of Unione Sindacale di Base, especially us as Cambiare Rota, for many, many years, and we have supported them, especially when it came to their fights of stopping and blocking armaments and weapons passing through the port of Genoa mainly, but also in many other ports across the Mediterranean and across Italy. And with the courage of these workers, we decided to also catch the appeal that they made to the entire society. And we decided to bring inside our universities as well the general strike and to organize to be actually able to block everything from inside our universities as well in case the Global Smooth Flotilla was attacked or in case our universities decided to remain complicit because we obviously already know really well at this point that universities, especially in the Western Hemisphere, if we want to call it that, have so many ties with Israeli universities that are directly linked to the IDF, have strong ties with the weapon industry, such as Leonardo SCPA here in Italy, which is one of the biggest exporters of weapons across the world, and especially in war scenes. So obviously, as university students, we're not just bringing a sort of bland support, but we are trying to do within our institution the part that the workers are doing in their institutions. So we called explicitly for our government, for the Minister of the University and Higher Education, Ministra Bernini, to take in consideration what the students have been saying for now almost 2 years, which is we want to break all ties with Israeli universities, with the war industry, and with the genocide. We tried to force all of our institutions to show support at least for the humanitarian and civil solidarity initiative that is the Global Smooth Flotilla. And for example, in Bologna, it passed, at least they gave a statement, but then in the end, they still don't want to do concrete action, but at least they gave a statement for that. But in many other universities, like the University of Genoa, for example, and like the University of Milan, they still have not taken a word about the Global Smooth Flotilla. So yeah, for many years now, we've been mobilizing inside our universities to break all ties with war entities like the NATO, the weapon industry and everything. And we decided that in that very moment of the general strike, we also had our own reasons to participate in that strike. That was obviously, first of all, solidarity with another section of society, which is the working part. But we also had our reasons from within our institution to actually strike that day and to say that we don't want to be complicit anymore. We don't want any more Zionist propaganda inside our universities. We don't want to be censored, because also the thing that happened is that during these 2 years, the minister of the university, Ministra Bernini, tried to put down basically a wall of censorship to prevent all boycott from actually going through, and also defined especially directly us as as terrorists and infiltrated the people inside of the universities to just try to make some noise and disrupt the order. But the general strike showed, with really, really big participation of university students, that university students know where they want to be on this time of history. And it's on the side of the Palestinian resistance, it's on the side of the Palestinian people and against the genocide, against all kind of ties with the Israeli entity and with the Zionist entities. And they want the end of this massacre and they want peaceful solution.
Do podobnih zasedb je prišlo tudi na drugih univerzah. Salmo smo zato vprašali, ali pri koordinaciji sodelujejo tudi druge študentske organizacije in kako poteka sodelovanje med študentkami različnih univerz.
In Bologna, we have been for now 2 weeks inside the rectorate of our university with sort of a permanent eye on what the university is going to do. We sleep there in tents, and it was something that actually started from the University of Sapienza in Rome. And after us in Bologna, Genoa, Turin, and Milan, and Bari followed as well. So there is already a coordinated action across the country. Also, the occupation of jurisprudence, that is also something coordinated, because after the University of Sapienza occupied the literature department, we decided to do the same thing as well in Bologna too. So there's already a sort of web being made. And when it comes to other student organizations, there is obviously a really big participation as well. Some more, some less. I don't think I'm going to make names now because I don't feel like this is the most important thing. But yes, there is a sort of unity also when it comes to the student sector. And the most important thing I feel is the fact that there is an activation and that the numbers are growing each day, and that the university students, even the new ones who have just started their academic life very, very recently, like 2 weeks ago when the university started, are also already being very active and are being very happy to see that this is the climate that is inside of their university.
V bolonski organizaciji Cambiare Rota so skupaj s skupino študentov medicine Prometeo 16. septembra na študentski svet Bolonske univerze vložili široko zahtevo o prekinitvi sodelovanja z Izraelom in vojaško industrijo. Študentski svet je predlog sprejel in ga poslal v obravnavo na Senat univerze. Ta je sicer 23. septembra na seji sprejel deklaracijo o prekinitvi sodelovanja in sklepanja novih pogodb z izraelskimi institucijami, a z veliko izjemo. Več o dogajanju na Senatu in sprejeti deklaraciji pove Salma.
Apart from an initial attempt of actually not discussing the motion presented, they tried to put it as late as possible inside the scheduled topic. So after almost 4 hours of us being inside and demanding that they actually start the discussion and that they start voting on it, it comes as the news that they have not accepted it. The motion was very, very clear, and it had in its first point that of breaking all ties with Israeli universities, with war entities, including war industry entities from one side, so any company that manufactures weapons, and on the other side, war entities such as NATO and the Italian Marine, because we also consider that our university having ties with those who are historically responsible for a lot of chaos around the world is not really the best thing. So it comes to us that this motion did not pass because of one vote, at least the first point, and then the following points, which were more specific about the ties that we were talking about, so the bonds, specific partnerships that were in question, these ones didn't even like get close to passing in any sort of point. What we got to know is that there was another motion presented after ours with much, much more bland terms, and that excluded all partnerships that were not dual use. And in the case of the University of Bologna, most of them are not stated as dual use, even though they might be with war entities and stuff. But we have multiple times tried to ask the university for answers when it came to the dual use policy, and it always referred to European law, which is also very, very vague when it came to the legislation about dual use. So basically the motion, just the terms in which it was written, were really similar to other outcomes of other academic senates that we had presented like petitions to. And it, to us, it seemed like extremely bland and not accurate in any sort of sense. And we didn't see any kind of concrete action. We didn't think that that was a win, because it's just basically the same thing all over and over again, which is a university putting together some nice words because the attention is very, very high. And university students, even the newest one that have just attended like 2 lectures, are very, very active on that term. When they were discussing the motion on the 22nd, we were almost like 300 students waiting for an answer. And this is something that had never happened in the University of Bologna. So it shows that the attention is very, very high. And what the university is doing now is obviously putting together some nice words so that it can calm down this sort of urge of actions that the students have. But what we did was launch immediately an assembly and discussing how we can put more energy in that fight, and also trying to do more ramified work and trying to go inside the departments and find the most specific thing and doing like things one step at a time. But yeah, the main thing that is coming out is that the university students are organizing, and that they will not take a shallow answer for good. We are very, very clear on what we want, and we will do anything it takes to get there.
Tudi sicer je univerza ovirala organizacijo študentk v podporo Palestini. Več o odnosu univerze do propalestinskih študentk pove Salma.
Actually, the university tried to be in many, many instances an obstacle. They denied us halls for lectures about the genocide or about our attempts to organize assemblies and everything. And they would give us false information most of the time. One time we actually put together very, very difficultly a meeting with the rector of the university, and he didn't even give us more than 20 minutes of his time to, in front of several hundreds of students waiting to hear his answers and to hear what he had to say about the different ties that the university had. And he didn't even take the time to actually defend his position, the one that he has been implicitly taking all of this time. So yeah, the only thing that I would have to say is that from our university specifically to the Minister of University and Higher Education, passing through La CUI, which is a conference that joins together all the rectors of the universities of Italy with the minister. They have tried multiple times, like I said before, to block all actions against boycott and to point out students as terrorists inside of the university, trying to disrupt the rhythm of the universities. But at this point, after 2 years of mobilization, I feel like it's very clear that the university students have their opinion and have their position.
Sicer je bil ravno včeraj izveden nov napad na flotilijo. V odgovor so v bolonski organizaciji Cambiare Rota sklicali nov protest in zasedli pravno fakulteto. Več pove Salma.
We are strongly on the side of Unione Sindacale di Base and the workers that are organizing, who are now organizing as well, or at least getting ready for calling another general strike whenever it's going to be needed, because the attacks that we saw at this point the day before yesterday night happening were another intimidatory sign coming from the Zionist entity towards the flotilla, which is obviously, like I said, gaining a lot of mediatic attention and bringing the attention of people again to solidarity action. And like we said, it's now the moment of taking action, because solidarity is not enough at this point. Exactly like civilians now are taking up an initiative on their own to break the siege on Gaza, we need to be doing the same thing in all of our institutions. So after yesterday's attack, we decided to occupy the Faculty of Jurisprudence, also because the students of that faculty now, they're presenting another motion directly to their department to take a position when it comes to the genocide and to take a position in support of the population of Gaza and to break all ties that the department had with war entities and with the Zionist entity. So we occupied that faculty in support of the petition that is going to be presented today, and there is going to be another gathering in front of the faculty waiting for the answer of the department about this petition.
Protesti so se v ponedeljek sicer odvijali tudi v naši neposredni bližini. V Trstu se je na protestu zbralo več tisoč ljudi. Več o tem pove Martin Polšak, novinar tržaškega časopisa Primorski dnevnik, ki se je udeležil protesta.
V ponedeljek so tudi v Trstu sklicali protest, tako kot v drugih krajih po Italiji, in ljudje so se zbrali pred glavnim vhodom v tržaško pristanišče. Je bilo res ogromno ljudi, dosti študentov, dijakov, mladih in tudi otrok, družin. Skratka, vse kategorije ljudi so se odzvale vabilu in so prišle na protest. Je bilo približno 5 do 6 tisoč ljudi, se pravi, je bilo tako res polno. In namen na začetku je bil ta, da se simbolično blokira vstop v pristanišče. Se pravi, da se blokira glavna logistična vozlišča po Italiji. Potem, tam smo recimo ustavili en par ur, smo tako sedeli ali pa stali tam na miru, tovornjaki niso morali v pristanišče, vsaj po tistem vhodu. In potem recimo, da je prišlo do njih manjših napetosti, zato ker je bila ena zelo glasna skupina ljudi na začetku, ki je ustrajala zelo glasno, da je treba vstopiti v pristanišče. Se pravi, prav fizično prideti noter v pristanišče prek vhoda, samo da pred vhodom sta bila dva kamiončka policistov in karabinjerjev in robokopi, se pravi policisti v bojni opremi, in je bilo tako zelo napeto, sem si res pričakoval, da bo prišlo do kakšnih izgredov, ampak na srečo ni, ker potem tam so bile tudi družina, otroki, mladi, bi bilo tako precej nevarno, če bi se karkoli zgodilo. In v bistvu, kaj je bilo potem, sindikat USB, ki je organiziral stavko, je odločil, da gre v protest proti centru Trsta. Protest je bil najavljen, regularen, vse, in je ostala pred pristaniščem ta manjšina teh malo bolj radikalnih protestnikov. In potem ti protestniki, ko so ugotovili, da sami ne bojo mogli priti v pristanišče in da jih je premalo, so šli še oni v protest, sami od sebe, nenapovedano. In potem med potjo je prišlo do izgredov, ker ba je, da so leteli neki kamni v policiste, policija je odgovorila s pendreki, tako da potem protestniki so nekaj smetnjakov zvlekli sredi ceste, nekaj malega poškodovali in nekajkrat za sprejem napisali Free Palestine na tla ali pa na zidove, tako da nekaj malega izgredov je bilo, ampak recimo, da bi rekel 95% ljudi je mirno in glasno se sprehodilo do centra Trsta, blokiralo se ves promet in potem ena zelo glasna manjšina, ki je šla po svoje in naredila nekaj več kaosa, ampak nič tako zelo hudega.
Po poročanju televizijskega deželnega dnevnika Furlanija Julijska krajina so se na poziv k stavki množično odzvali tudi na slovenskih šolah na Tržaškem. Nekaj šol in vrtcev je tako ostalo zaprtih, na ostalih pa je pouk potekal v okrnjeni obliki. Dogajanje na šolah opiše Polšak.
Torej, med šolami v Italiji slovenskim učnim jezikom, ne vem točno za posamezne šole, kako so se odzvali, vem samo za licej Preširen, da praktično ni odprl svojih vrat oziroma je bil pouk močno okrnjen, da so res stavkali praktično vsi zaposleni oziroma zelo dosti jih je stavkalo, dijaki so bili skoraj vsi ali doma, dosti jih je stopilo tudi na ulico, sem jih videl tudi jaz. In tudi od drugih nižjih srednjih šol in osnovnih šol sem videl dosti učiteljev, dosti mentorjev na protestu. Nekateri so se tudi potem javno oglasili v Primorskem dnevniku in so izrazili pomen, ki ga ima stavka v zahtevah, da se genocid v Gazi konča. Tako da bi rekel, da učitelji in profesori so pokazali, da so na pravi strani zgodovine in tudi dijaki pri slovenskih šolih je bilo res dosti na protestu in kot bivši dijak teh šol sem ponosen, da so tudi ti dijaki glasni in da stopijo na ulico, ko je to potrebno.
V kontekstu študentskega gibanja, ki je po Italiji protestno zasedala univerze, nas je zanimalo tudi, kako je bil organiziran protest študentk na univerzi v Trstu. Več pove Polšak.
Kar se tiče univerze, je bilo dosti študentov, je dosti kolektivov med študenti, ampak vsaj v Trstu ni nič tako velikega, da bi zdaj šli prav za sest univerzo. V preteklosti so se postavili nekateri šotori pred vhod univerze, so protestirali, ampak v Rimu vem, da na Sapienci na univerzi so odločili, da bojo okupirali univerzo, pri nas v Trstu tega še ni. Je ena tako kar solidna skupina študentov, ki je zelo glasna, ampak na univerzitetnem nivoju bi rekel, da je bolj stvar posameznih skupin in ne celega kolektiva študentov in bi rekel, da celotna univerza kot taka se ni odzvala enotno, da bi kaj okupirali ali pa da bi resno ustavili celo univerzo.
V nadaljevanju nam je opisal tudi stališče Univerze v Trstu do genocida v Gazi.
Torej, Univerza v Trstu formalno izraža solidarnost s Palestinci, tudi nova rektorca je bila jasna, da ona obsoja nasilje izraelske okupatorske vojske v Gazi in tako dalje. Ampak, ko bi rekel, ostanejo pri besedah, ker potem pogledaš, Tržaška univerza še naprej sodeluje s podjetjem Leonardo. Podjetje Leonardo je eno orožarsko podjetje v večinski lasti države, ministrstva za ekonomijo. In podjetje Leonardo proizvaja raketne sisteme in druge orožarske sisteme, ki končajo v Izraelu. Italija je tretja izvoznica orožja v Izrael po ZDA in Nemčiji. In Italija noče prekiniti teh tokov orožja v Izrael. Vlada ni še, po dveh letih genocida še ni ustavila izvoza orožja v Izrael in Leonardo je med glavnimi izvozniki in Univerza v Trstu še vedno ohranja ta partnerstva z Leonardom. Študenti Univerze v Trstu se še vedno udeležujejo stažev na Leonardu, govorimo predvsem o študentih strojništva in vseh teh tehničnih predmetov. Tako da Univerza v Trstu formalno še sodeluje s podjetji, ki so dokazano tudi strani Združenih narodov upleteni v genocid, ker posebna poročevalka Združenih narodov za zasedena palestinsko zemlje Francesco Albanese je v zadnjem raportu jasno navedla vsa podjetja, ki profitirajo od genocida, med temi podjetji tudi Leonardo, ki služi masne denarce na račun civilistov v Gazi, ki umirajo pod raketami, ki jih Leonardo izvaža v Izrael.
Precej bolj konkretne pa so bile obsodbe protestov strani italijanske politike. Pri tem so jim odskočno desko ponudile nasilne demonstracije v Milanu, kjer se je manjši del protestnikov na glavni železniški postaji spopadal s policijo. Pri tem so poškodovali zgradbo. Po poročanju italijanske tiskovne agencije ANSA je bilo v izgredih poškodovanih okoli 60 ljudi, policija pa je nekaj protestnikov aretirala. Zaradi izgredov, ki jih vsaj v tako velikem obsegu v drugih mestih ni bilo, so predstavniki vlade stavkajoče označili za nasilneže, ki se skrivajo za pacifizmom. Premijerka Meloni je tokrat zapisala, da je šlo za nasilje, ki ne bo spremenilo življenja ljudi v Gazi, ampak bo vplivalo le na italijanske državljane, ki bodo morali škodo odplačevati. Obsodbe so sledile tudi po spopadih manjše skupine protestnikov s policijo v Trstu. Več pove Polšak.
V Trstu politika, občinska politika, predvsem desničarska politika se je obesila sama na te zgrede, je obsodila seveda izgrede, ampak je tudi obsojam izgrede, da ne bo pomote, ampak je govorila, kot da bi bili zdaj vsi protestniki, vsi, ki so protestirali za pravice palestincev in proti genocidu nasilni. Isto se je zgodilo v Italiji. Tudi časopisi so se vsi obesili samo na Milan, kjer so razbijali po glavni železniški postaji in potem so spregledali oziroma so postavili v drugi plan milijone ljudi, ki so šli na ulice in niso nič protestirali, so blokirali avtoceste, ja, ampak so jih blokirali skupaj, ampak mirno so stopili skupaj, so protestirali v tišini, v miru, glasno in ni bilo izgredo. Tako da bi rekel, da to je precej sramotno, da politika se je odzvala samo na tiste nasilneže, ampak vse ostale je ignorirala praktično. To je malo ena taktika, ker če bi bilo malo ljudi, bi rekli, da protest ni rabo nič, glede na to, da je bilo zares ogromno ljudi in takih protestov v Italiji nismo videli že dosti časa, politika se je šla v besti samo na tiste izgrede in je obsodila samo tisto in ne vse ostalo. Oziroma ni priznala, da pol Italije šlo na ulice protestirati.
Italijanski študenti in študentke so torej na nogah nekoliko pozneje, kot je bila naša domača študentarija, a njihov boj po drugi strani ravno zaradi velike vloge Italije pri oboroževanju Izraela toliko težji. Bo pa njihov mednarodni vpliv, če jim ga uspe uveljaviti, toliko večji od našega. Solidarnost s Palestino preči narodne razlike in v boju združuje tudi slovensko manjšino in slovensko šolstvo onkraj naših meja. Stavko italijanskih in zamejskih delavcev ter študent, ki je spremljal Matevž.
Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tlele manjka, ker je pač suj svoje upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.